This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Heading into the weekend with a look at what's happening with Umpqua Valley Arts today. Ashley Kluger, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. It's been a minute.
It would help if I actually turned the right microphone on. There we go. Okay. Ashley, a lot going on around the Umpqua Valley with Umpqua Valley Arts. And, of course, we've talked to you more in the summer when you had the big Summer Arts Festival. That seemed to go really well.
Yes, the Summer Arts Festival was a fantastic turnout of artists. For anybody that might have missed it, we had over 100 artists that participated. We had a great lineup on our entertainment for both the main stage and our community stage, local, regional acts alike on both of them. And our food court was really bumping and booming and with lots of great foods from different local vendors. It was just a fantastic time.
So even though that's like your big event of the year, there's things happening all year long there.
Absolutely. I like to say we don't slow down in fall. We do a little more planning, but we absolutely do not slow down. We usually always have something going on.
So let's talk about some of that. First of all, tell people a little bit about your facility, where you're at, in case they don't know.
So for anybody that doesn't know, Umpqua Valley Arts is located on Harvard. We're the big red brick building that you drive by when you're maybe going to and from home. You might be traveling along that long stretch of road. We've got the big green front lawn. That's usually where Summer Arts Festival happens. But we have our main building that hosts five different exhibits in five different gallery spaces. We change that over a couple times a year. And then we also have on our campus our famous Clay Place Ceramic Studio and Imagination Station, where we host workshops and classes both in clay and different mediums.
So a lot there. And of course, that has a chimney, which is famous for Swifts coming there, except they didn't really this fall.
They were very sparse. And we were sad about that because we joined the Audubon Society this year to have a table with some activities for kids. And we're hopeful that next year we can do the same thing with them and that there will be more Swifts to see, but they were a little sparse this year.
Yeah, and we're curious about that. I need to pull in one of the Audubon people for a segment. I noticed that a school in Portland had the same issue. I mean, for decades, the Swifts had gone there, and this year they went somewhere else.
Yeah, and I talked to somebody from the Audubon Society while I was there at our little table, and sometimes there are different reasons why they change their location. It can vary for many different reasons, and this just happened to be a year that they changed their location.
Pretty fascinating. Well, let's talk about what's going on there. First of all, for adults this fall, what's happening?
We have some adult education opportunities coming up. We have Picasso Pumpkins. It's right around the corner. It's a pumpkin painting workshop, and it's where adults get to come together, kind of have a little community gathering, signing up with friends for just a fun evening of creating decorative pumpkins for the holiday. That's October 11th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And then towards the end of the month and the beginning of November, we have two others. At the end of the month, on October 25th and 26th, we have a plein air workshop with Umpqua plein air juror Anton Pavlenko. He's going to share the process of painting on site in an outdoor setting, or what's called en plein air, and practice techniques for capturing light, depth, and more. That's a really great, fantastic opportunity. Anybody who is a painter that wants to experience plein air or learn from a professional, it's a fantastic opportunity, and there's still spots left.
Now, is that just adults, or...?
We allow ages 15 and up in our adult classes. So if any teenagers or young adults want to join in, there's an opportunity for anybody ages 15 and up, which is great.
Okay, and I wanted to back up to this pumpkin painting workshop. What holiday is coming up associated with the pumpkin?
Halloween.
Oh boy, not one of my favorite ones. All right, let's talk about jewelry making.
Yes, so Sharon Sawicki is one of our artist members, and many are familiar with her jewelry making workshops. She is going to be hosting one at UVA on November 7th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sharon's lovely tagline that she has for all her workshops, and it's definitely true: some make jewelry, we make art. She's a professional jewelry maker of many years, and she's taught at UVA before in the community in general. If anybody has wanted to take one of her workshops and missed the opportunity, this is the best time to do it. We are going to launch that on Monday, next Monday. So keep an eye out on our website for that.
So, and that you would need to sign up for in advance, right?
Correct. And you can do so through our website at uvarts.com.
Now, what about young people? What's going on?
We got more opportunities. One very exciting program. But first, I'm going to start with the Pumpkin Paint-a-thon.
There's that word again.
Pumpkins. It's October. What do you expect, Kyle?
Okay.
So we have a youth-oriented companion to Picasso Pumpkins. Kids of all ages are welcome to sign up for this with two different age groups for two different times. October 26th, ages 10 and under can come from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and ages 11 and up from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. to come and paint pumpkins and have a fun time celebrating Halloween.
And is that on like a Friday or Saturday? Or
that's going to be on a Saturday. It's one of our youth workshops, and usually we host those on Saturdays at Imagination Station.
And Imagination Station, how do you define that?
That is a studio that we have connected to our clay place. They share the same kind of building. And it's a lovely little studio where we have opportunities and materials galore for youth and adult education opportunities.
Now, one of the things I have always heard is that you should expose young people to art early. And it looks like you're trying to do it very early.
Yes. Are you talking about the Kinder Arten program?
Right.
Yes. So this is a brand new program at UVA. We're now hosting an after-school program for kids from ages 5 to 7. It's an opportunity for them to come and learn and explore different art genres, styles, and mediums and projects after school. The program's Mondays and Fridays from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 and Wednesdays from 2:30 to 5:30. It's a great opportunity for kids to get engaged with creative endeavors and the arts, while also teaching critical thinking and essential creative skills that they can use in their everyday life. We have signups still open for October if anybody wants to sign up, and they can also register for November. This is part of our initiative to really involve more youth in the arts and to provide more year-round programming, and it's a brand new program. We're very excited to be offering the community.
So do you have a variety of instructors then?
Yeah, we have a couple different instructors, a couple of main ones that come through, but we do include different instructors so that way students can learn different styles of teaching. Some students will learn from certain instructors differently than others, and also the instructors bring different projects and different ideas to the table. So,
and on Wednesday you start earlier because the kids have got the early release, right?
Yes.
So there's an opportunity there, and really 3 hours of art. By the time they get home, they'll be quiet and tired.
And they'll all have lots of great ideas flowing for future stuff, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you, some of the artists here with UVA, but other artists, you know, going on up the scale to national folks, talk about often about starting very young and why that's so important.
Yes. So for anybody that isn't familiar with me or hasn't met me in person over at UVA yet, I got my start at UVA. So I was digging in my stuff at home, and I have a portfolio book from kindergarten that had a little questionnaire, and it said, what do you like to do when you're not at school? And I wrote, I like to play at UVA. And it was kind of funny to look at that because I was about 6 years old. And I did take many classes, summer art classes, winter classes. I started at the clay place and I went on to go to art school. And now I'm in the position I'm in, being the exhibitions coordinator. Art really was a fuel for me to really gain confidence in a lot of things in my life. So it's kind of an example of how you can push yourself when you're in the arts, how you can think outside the box, and how it really bolsters confidence and creativity in students.
What was it about art that attracted you versus maybe going out and playing sports or doing something else?
I think it was the act of creating something. I liked making things. I always tinkered with things, and UVA fostered my love of that. And UVA also fostered a professional side of things. And that's some part of our mission is to foster and encourage the arts and arts appreciation, education, engagement. And it sticks true today to compared to like when I was a kid too, with us starting programs like the Kinder Arten.
All right, Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. We'll be right back. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Oregon Duck pregame show at 4 o'clock. The game tonight at 6, so no Umpqua Valley Live, no afternoon report. We'll keep adding information online at 541radio.com and other our other online platforms. And on Mondays, Inside Douglas County, we're going to talk to Tiffany Roddy from Roseburg Forest Products from Oregon Women in Timber. We've also got some political interviews, both local and statewide candidates that are going to be coming up as well as we get closer to the November general election. We're talking about Umpqua Valley Arts today. Ashley Kluver is the exhibitions and program coordinator. How long have you actually been on the staff?
I have been on staff 2 years now. So November will be the 2 year mark of me officially moving into my position.
And what do you like about what you do?
Everything. Realistically, the thing that I love the most is the exhibitions. That is in line with what I want to do absolutely for my life. And I enjoy the transition over of changing out the exhibits, planning and coordinating the works, while also encouraging artists to give them a space to really bolster their professional practice. The other side of things is something about Summer Arts Festival, no matter how big it is, gets my brain going with my event planning side.
Well, and you've got to be super organized just in terms of, you know, when you change out exhibitions, everything coming and going. I mean, this is like, to me, it seems like getting all new furniture at a house every couple of months.
A little bit, because then you got to figure out, and you know, to go with the new furniture kind of metaphor, you got to figure out the feng shui of the space. You know, there's a curatorial aspect to this position because you also have to figure out how to place the work in the gallery space so the space feels welcoming, inviting, it flows, people can walk around, and the works work together.
Wow, which is why I would never be picked for that job, because I would just put it over there. And people, why? Anyway, I'm not interior decoration. No, not for me, but you're very good at it. So let's talk about other things going on there. You mentioned the clay place earlier. What's happening there?
Yes. So we have, this is another adult education opportunity. So we have two opportunities for clay coming up. The first one that's the most current and closest upcoming is going to be the bonus term. This is a shorter term that's more geared towards experienced students who've been with the clay place in the last year. That's because there's no instruction and it's a little bit more free range. It's a shorter 5-week term. So if there's any students out there that have been with the clay place in the last year and want a last minute opportunity to get some clay in before the end of the year, it's a great opportunity. And that runs from November 18th through December 20th.
So that would be good for somebody who's already got that level of experience if they want to work on, well, really a lot of things, but maybe even potentially things for the holidays.
Exactly. But if there's anybody who has not been to the clay place before or done clay before, they want to try it out, we do have another opportunity for you guys too. So winter term 2025 is going to be coming up in January from the 8th of January to March 8th of 2025. That is one of our standard 8-week long terms. It comes with all the regular amenities of our normal terms with studio equipment, tool use, firings, in-house glazes and everything, and 2 days a week of working with a professional artist as an instructor, so you'll get to attend the classes. That one is a really good opportunity for new students. And the good news is that for both bonus term and winter term 2025, registration launches at the same time. So that would be on October 22nd at 10 a.m. for UVA members and the 29th of October for non-members.
And so all people have to do at that point is go to the website and get signed up.
Exactly. And if anybody has any issues with the sign-up sheet online, they're also welcome to give us a call. We do recommend marking everybody's calendars for the day because terms sell out fast.
Yeah, I have noticed that there have been times when you put out information and then by the time it gets out there, everybody's already jumped in.
I think we've timed it at 10 minutes for both full packs and mini packs selling out.
Goodness sakes, that's like a rock concert or something.
Yeah, that's our record.
Wow, that's pretty good. So what is it about clay that you especially like?
Ooh, me personally. So I am an artist in my spare time, and Kyle kind of knows this, but I do ceramics. And what draws me to it is the malleability, the movability, like the way that I can manipulate the clay, and the fact that there's always different mixed media components you can add, from adding metal to other materials to even just painting with acrylic paint. Many artists do that, and I've done that as well. The way that I can shape it to the shape that I want, and it's not something I have to chip or carve at, is kind of, I think, what I like about it.
And it's you have to be dedicated to working through the process. I mean, this is not like a 10-minute project.
Exactly. And that's why we do shorter workshops, and we are planning some shorter workshops and classes that are not as long as our 8 weeks. They're going to be getting launched at some point soon. But the 8 weeks for the term are actually ideal for that, because then what you learn in the class, you can come back to the open studio time that you're signed up for and practice what you learn. So you really hone in those skills.
And the, let's see here, for the classes, are these daytime, evening, or?
We have daytime open studio times and evening times, but the classes specifically, we have one in the evening. So for anybody wanting to plan ahead during the term, class times are from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. after you sign up, and then Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12. So we have two different opportunities for, you know, to be flexible with people's schedules.
And how many people can you accommodate there at the Clay Place?
We can do 20 people for each registration type, which is a mini pack and a full pack. I can expand on that if you'd like.
Sure.
So a full pack is something that gives you about 120 hours of studio time across all 8 weeks. That's about 60 blocks of time that are 2 hours each. It also gets you access to those classes, so any first-time registrants are required to sign up for that. The mini pack is for any experienced students who maybe need less studio time. It gives you about 30 blocks of studio time, or 60 hours in full. You don't really get access to the classes, but if you're an experienced student, we kind of have seen you don't necessarily need that. So it's kind of more for artists that are experienced and just need a little studio time to work on their projects.
Now, you have people that are members of UVA, and once a year you do a special member show. Talk about that.
Yes, I talked about early registration for Clay Place for members, but another benefit is to be in our members exhibit. So our annual membership show is coming up. This is a special exhibition that celebrates the artistic practices and talents of our members who support our programming year-round. So memberships are once-a-year payments. Those payments and fees go to support our year-round programming so we can stay sustainable and continue to provide the community with things that we do, for anywhere from exhibitions to arts education to cultural experiences, all of it. And if there are any members out there who haven't submitted, or maybe artists that want to be members, you can become a member and or submit your piece to this non-juried, no theme show by October 15th.
So any different medium, right?
Yes, it can be any medium. We welcome any medium, I think except video, just because when we have a large UVA membership family, and having quite a large membership family, we run out of room to be able to properly do video. So I think we don't accept video, but just about any medium is welcome.
Now, at the beginning, we were talking about the Summer Arts Festival. We had a little note on yesterday that you're already starting to get ready for next June?
Yes, yes, yes. Summer Arts Festival, we like to say, is a one-time-a-year event, but it's year-round planning.
And talk about what's open right now and how people can get signed up.
So we already planned the dates for the festival. So for anybody who likes to plan ahead, the 56th Annual Summer Arts Festival is going to be scheduled for June 27th through 29th next year. Right now we have opportunities for art vendors, food vendors, and entertainment that are live. Food trucks or food vendors and interested performers are welcome to go to our website and find forums where they can find information about submission guidelines, application guidelines, timelines for the festival, and the application process, everything they would need to know about participating in the festival.
And you're not automatically put in it just for signing up. You've got a longer process, right?
Correct. We work with different committees on our festival, and two very important committees are the Artist Relations Committee for jurying art vendors and the Food and Entertainment Committee for jurying the food vendors and the entertainment that go into our McMinniman's food court.
And again, people can go to the website for more information, find out more about that.
Correct.
And let's see, we should probably, as we wrap up, tell people when you're open, when they can go see the current exhibit.
Yes, we have our Umpqua Plein Air exhibit still up until October 25th. Please come see it. It is a fantastic selection of works. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so there's still time to come see us today, too, even.
And what is your website?
UVArts.com.
All right, Ashley Kluver, Exhibitions and Program Coordinator for Umpqua Valley Arts. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.